Yeah, it was funny. I was watching the Bob Saget roast, and it had Bob Saget, the Norm MacDonald, and then Gilbert Gottfried. It's like all three of them.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
All three of them gone.
Yeah.
And all three of them were just, they killed it during the roast. Killed it.
How do you make an ass hurt? The Olsen twins say, well, Bob Saget hands you a chocolate milk that he just made, and you wake up 3 hours later lying on your stomach.
I have bad news for you. And I are getting older. So the people that we grew up listening to and liking and comics and that kind of stuff, they're starting to die off. It's happening.
Like every day, though.
Yeah, I know. But I will give this to you. Those three that you mentioned did die too soon. They died early. Like, I was waiting for people that you and I grew up liking and listening to and comics we went to go see. I was hoping they would all die in their 90s, maybe like 107, something like that. Those guys did die too early. So I will, it's almost like if you're really into music and you look back at the 27 Club, it's like all those people died. Amy Winehouse died at 27. Amy Winehouse. That kind of stuff. You're just like, wait, what?
Where does all that talent go? Amy Winehouse, so much talent. Kurt Cobain, so much talent.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix.
Gilbert Gottfried. And I mean, watching Norm MacDonald, if you have it, I think it's on Paramount Plus. You got to find the Bob Saget roast, because Norm comes up there and does the whole thing, and it's not funny at all.
Right.
Not even close to funny.
Right.
And you just don't understand, unless you're a comedian, it's brilliant not to be funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he took it to another level, to where he was telling really stupid jokes.
Right.
And then laughing at them.
No, but Bob has a beautiful face, like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower. No offense, but your face looks like a cauliflower.
Where does that talent go?
Well, it depends who you ask. So I have a friend who, I got to tell you, he was never like this. I don't know where this has come from, but he suddenly has become really spiritual. And he's the kind of person that the minute somebody dies, he wants to like run to a psychic and find out what they're thinking. In fact, he said to me the other day when that Japanese prime minister was shot, he said he was standing on his roof and he felt something happened in the universe. He said he heard a shot and he thought, well, this is New York. I mean, there must have been somebody car backfiring or, you know, something like that. But he's like, no, it felt bigger than that. And then as he was having that thought, his friend texted him and said, did you hear? So he feels like he intuited it on some level. And he's always telling me how like energy never dies. Which it doesn't, actually. I mean, scientifically, energy doesn't die. So where does energy that come from people like Amy Winehouse
and Eddie Van Halen?
Eddie Van Halen go? Where does that go, that talent? Definitely not into us.
Yeah, they spent all that time. Eddie Van Halen spent every waking moment with a guitar in his hand, learning those six strings better than anybody else.
Yeah.
So when he dies, where does all that go?
Into Wolfie. You don't think Wolfie's as talented?
No, I think Wolfie's talented, but no, I mean, you never saw Eddie Van Halen even outside of the studio or stage without a guitar in his hand. He'd always be playing around with it.
Okay, so maybe all that energy goes into whatever next baby is being born. And you got to hope that as that energy is leaving his body and heading toward a baby, it doesn't, there's not like a cat giving birth to kittens. Because then there's a kitten out there who's like, want to play a guitar,
freaking phenomenal.
Don't have thumbs, don't know what to do.
Or, a hamster was born and Gilbert Gottfried is now a rat.
I'm going to dance in a minute.
Yeah, I kind of missed that those guys. They weren't really my – I didn't dislike them, but they really weren't. Bob Saget was really funny. I think he was great. And as you know, Bob Saget is very close with a good friend of ours and was the last person he texted before he died. Like, he texted our mutual friend, and then my friend, like – the next day heard the news and he was like, wait, what? Because he was literally just, can you imagine that? Like, you're literally just talking to somebody. Oh, I'll see you later. Like me and you right now. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's up? Oh, I'll see you later. And then we make a plan to do something tomorrow. And then you get a call from Joe. Nah, she died overnight. I was literally just talking to her. Like, literally a second ago. She wasn't sick. Nothing happened. There was no reason.
So where'd she go?
Yeah. Right.
Where did it go? I mean, we had a friend over the last weekend who went to sleep and didn't wake up.
No, it was more than just a friend. That was a mentor for us.
Right, but he went to sleep. He wasn't that old.
Right.
Didn't wake up.
You know, you and I don't know everything about everyone's past and health. We don't know their drug use in the past. That's the thing. The generation we're talking about is older than us, much older than us, and they come from a generation where health wasn't a priority. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while there are the Keith Richards of the world that just literally consume drugs at levels that you couldn't even imagine and still somehow are still living well into their 70s and 80s or whatever, there are some people that did a lot of hard partying back in the day, and it's taking its toll now, I guess.
People like that, his whole life was radio. Changing radio, doing different things in radio. Gilbert Gottfried was all about comedy, you know, and that just stops.
No, but they gave something to the world. Look at it the other way. You know, there's a bunch of people that don't matter. They matter to the people around them, but they didn't do something big and global. They're not going to be remembered for anything other than with their family, local stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're talking about people that actually had an impact. You know, some of the things that all three of those men did, and even our friend, will last for I don't know how long, because Gilbert Gottfried, I don't know, Gilbert Gottfried stuff, I think, can last a while. I think people will look back in 100 years.
Even people that died today, their blurb on the news, and then by tomorrow,
Forgotten.
We're on to the next thing.
No, but Bob Saget is not going to be forgotten. People will still watch Full House. They'll still go back and they'll watch the new one. They like his stand-up comedy. That, you know what I mean? I think people like that will be remembered in the annals of comedy, and they made an impact.
So, yeah, I hope so.